Trans Male Swimmer Beats Up and Trans Female Swimmer Leah Thomas. By Paul Bois on January 8, 2022. Transgender up-hand swimmer Leah Thomas recently lost a 100-yard freestyle race to a transgender male swimmer after a string of nearly unopposed victories. Thomas is a man presenting himself as a woman while his opponent, Isaac Hennig, is a woman transitioning to become a man. His loss occurred at up-hand's tri meet with the Yale and Dartmouth swim teams, where he won both the 200-yard and 500-yard freestyle while scoring fifth in the 100-yard, according to the Daily Mail. Stunned parents at the meet held at Oppenheim's pool in Philadelphia gasped as Yale swimmer Isaac Hennig easily beat out her opponents in the women's 100-yard freestyle with a time of 49.57 seconds, noted the Mail. Thomas finished fifth with a time of 52.84 seconds. Though Hennig had her breasts removed, she reportedly delayed hormone treatments to compete in women's swimming. As a student athlete, coming out as a trans guy put me in a weird position. I could start hormones to align more with myself. Or wait, transition socially and keep competing on a women's swim team. I decided on the latter, Hennig wrote in the New York Times last June. I value my contributions to the team and recognize that my boyhood doesn't hinge on whether there's more or less testosterone running through my veins, Hennig continued. At least, that's what I'll try to remember when I put on the women's swimsuit for the competition and am reminded of a self I no longer feel attached to. Hennig hails from Palo Alto, California, and has been competing with the Yale swim team since 2018, where her specialty has been freestyle and butterfly. Spectators of the race told the Daily Mail they were stunned by her victory over Thomas. I wasn't prepared for that. Everything is messed up. I can't wrap my head around this. The NCAA needs to do something about this. They need to put science into the decision and discussion, one up-hand parent told the Mail. Leah Thomas, who previously competed for the up-hand men's team for three seasons as Will Thomas, became a controversial figure late last year when he dominated the competition at the Akron Zippy Invitational, smashing university records and pool records when he won the 1,650 race by a whopping 38 seconds over his teammate. Some female swimmers lamented that Thomas began boasting about the ease of his victory following the competition. That was so easy, I was cruising, a female swimmer reported Thomas as saying. At least I'm still number one in the country. Parents and several athletes protested that Leah Thomas had an unfair advantage and demanded that the NCAA put a stop to it. Late last month, one swimming official even publicly quit in protest. Despite the outrage, both the Ivy League and the NCAA have pledged support to Leah Thomas. Over the past several years, Leah and the University of Pennsylvania worked with the NCAA to follow all of the appropriate protocols in order to comply with the NCAA policy on transgender athlete participation and compete on the Penn women's swimming and diving team. The Ivy League has adopted and applies the same NCAA policy, the conference said this past Thursday. Penn Athletics echoed the league's sentiment. Penn Athletics is committed to being a welcoming and inclusive environment for all our student athletes, coaches, and staff, and we hold true to that commitment today and in the future, it said.